My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Sisterhood Tea Party podcast, where your vibe is soft, your standards are high, and your tea is always hot. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jessica, and today's episode is all about taking yourself out on dates, showing up for yourself like the main character you are, and why solo dates should absolutely be on your summer bucket list.
Whether you're in your healing girl summer era or just tired of situationships with no spark, this episode is your permission slip to fall in love with your own company. But before we get into it, let's chat about what's top of mind for us this week. Jess?
Okay, top of mind for me right now is Botox subscriptions. Let me explain.
Oh.
Okay, so a month ago, I got Botox. Oh, we're transparent here. For the first time. And...
Wait, really?
I did.
Did I know this?
I don't know if we've talked about it, but yes, so I got Botox for the first time, and I got it in my forehead, and like right here, and that was it. I didn't do anything else, partially because, honestly, the price tag shocked me, and I was like, ooh, okay. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to try it, I'm going to see if I like it, and then I'll decide if I want to continue and do this again. But then I started getting ads for Botox subscription places in Dallas, Texas. Okay, tell me why. Tell me why Instagram
thinks... Well, we have a lot of them.
Yeah, tell me why Instagram thinks I live in Dallas, first of all. I think it's because of the Sisterhood Tea Party account for some reason is like Dallas. So now my personal account, it thinks I'm in Dallas. I get so many Dallas ads. Also, not just for Botox, but for like things that look like so much fun. And I'm like, please be in Denver. And then every single time it's in Dallas. So I'm just going to start sending them to you. I don't know why it does this.
I think I know why. Because I think our friends that follow the account, the majority of them live here.
But I get it on my personal Instagram. I get it. That's maybe, why I'm like, you're messing up the accounts here, buddy. Like, it's very
right,
weird.
Right. That is strange. I don't know then.
But anyways, but I looked at the pricing for these Botox subscriptions. And it's like way worth it. Okay. We're going to be transparent on pricing here. For just my forehead, I think I paid $600 and something. Okay. For these Botox subscriptions, it's like $160 a month, unlimited. So one, I could have gotten more done. I thought about getting like a lip flip as well. Could have done like crow's feet. Didn't do that. For $160 a month. And you go back for 3 to 4 months. So if you do the math, you get way more out of it if you do yearly subscription. So and it sucks because I really liked the lady I went to. She's a small business. She was really, really nice, but she doesn't offer subscriptions. And so I think, assuming I still like what's going on here in a few months, I'm going to try to find a subscription place in Denver and do something that way because it's a lot cheaper. So if you've been exploring doing Botox, you might consider that because it seems a lot cheaper.
Well, I've never considered Botox. And I think, okay, now that I remember, I think I did mention this to you. I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast or offline, but I think I said it scares me.
Yeah.
So
that's how I was too until I got it. And I was like, oh, this actually isn't scary at all. And it literally wears off personally. So
yeah,
I'd do it again.
I don't know. For sure. I like the idea of the subscription because it sounds like you can go in there and just be like, I want this, this, and this, but the price is all inclusive.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'll look into it because why not? You know, I'm very curious about it. So.
Yeah. I feel like we're at that age now where I never thought about these things and now I'm like, oh, I kind of want to do this. And I tried it and so far I'm enjoying it. My wrinkles are not as much on my forehead. I have a big forehead, so there's still a little bit, but not as bad. And I'm also trying to do things on a budget that still looks good. So these nice subscription places, that's the move. Apparently, we'll see.
That's the key right there. I like it.
Okay, what's top of mind for you?
I am in this place of finding the joy in all the little things I do solo, right? So one of my favorite coffee shops, La La Land, I go there pretty often, whether I'm getting coffee or not, but just the vibes are immaculate in there. And every time I go in there, they're super friendly. They're like, hi, how are you? And I'm like, I'm great. And so I go sit down and do, whether I'm working on the podcast or doing other stuff on my computer, like I want to be there for a couple hours. It's so much fun. I've been loving little coffee shop dates, even going to the grocery store. Oddly enough, I'm loving it. One of my favorite grocery stores, HEB. I don't know if I've ever told you about HEB, but it is, I think it's superior, but you know, people want to argue, they want to tussle, and that's fine. But I think,
wait, what is the beef? What's the beef? Like, what's going on? Why do people not feel like it's,
I mean, because because people like other grocery stores like Kroger or Walmart or Target. But for me, I'm an HEB girly. I've always found everything I need to at HEB. Plus they have butter tortillas. And if you know, you know, my Texas people understand butter tortillas are superior. Outside of that, they have everything that I need. And I never feel like I have to hop to another grocery store. But I love grocery shopping. Honestly, I'm by myself and I can just vibe and do all the things. So I've just been in a place of romanticizing my life. I feel more grounded and present with everything going on. I've been trying to choose me first.
And that is such a good segue into what today's episode is all about, which is dating yourself, hyping yourself, and being the love that you are looking for.
Yes. So let's start by redefining what solo dating even means. It's not just being alone. It's intentionally choosing yourself. I'd say think about it as taking the same effort you give to your romantic partner and turning it inward.
Like making a reservation at your favorite brunch spot just for you, or taking the time to get dressed up and go to a concert or event, even if no one's going with you. And it's important to think about it because you're not doing it because you're single or because you're trying to go on a date, but you're doing it because you are whole and you deserve to do that for yourself as well.
Absolutely. And dating yourself is about presence. So it's choosing to be with you on purpose without any distractions and without apologizing for it.
Yes. And it's a mindset shift too. So instead of thinking, I guess I'll go alone, it's I get to go alone and I'm going to make it cute and a vibe. And so if you're listening and thinking, okay, but I do stuff alone all the time, ask yourself, are you being intentional about it? Because there's a difference between being alone and dating yourself. And one feels very passive and one feels very powerful. It's kind of like what you were just saying before about romanticizing it, right? That feels like a vibe versus, oh, I got to go to the grocery store. It's like, ah, oh, grocery store time. You know, it's a vibe.
It really is. And like I said, there's so many things you can do solo, and romanticizing makes it that much more enjoyable. So now that we've reframed what dating yourself actually looks like, let's talk about why it actually hits different.
When you take yourself out, you stop outsourcing your joy. You're not waiting for someone to validate you or make plans. You realize, oh, I'm the fun. I bring the fun. I'm peaceful. I am a whole vibe. And I like hanging out with myself.
Exactly. Because this is why dating has been odd for me. I enjoy myself and my company too much to let a man ruin the vibe. So right now I'm loving this. You know what I mean? It's been self-discovery through self-celebration. You notice things like how you like your coffee, what kind of environments energize you, the kind of music that just hits different when you're alone and you're just vibing. You know, you reconnect to you without all the outside noise.
Yes. And then it raises your standards. You said no one's going to bring you down. You're
exactly.
You're not going to entertain the chaos or the drama or the crumbs. You've learned to fill up your own cup. If you've learned to like have a good time by yourself, anyone else should be additive to that and not bringing it down. No, I'll just go by myself and it's more fun.
So dating yourself helps you practice that kind of love you want to give and receive. Intentional, thoughtful, respectful, and honestly, it's addicting in the best way.
Agreed. So now let's keep it real, because dating yourself can sound so amazing. But for some people, I also feel like this sometimes, depending on what it is, it can feel awkward. So let's talk about that.
Yes. So real talk, friends. The very first time I had gone to my solo dinner, I'm going to set the scene. I had just moved to San Antonio, and it was in between the time me moving there and school was about to start. I had not really made any friends. I didn't know anybody at all. and I didn't have any food in the house. And I was like, well, I guess I'll go to dinner, but how does this work? I don't know what to do. I got dressed and went and sat at a bar at some restaurant that was close by. And I was like, okay, I don't know how to do this. This is uncomfortable. And I caught myself looking around at people. They're a couple and they're with a group of friends. I'm by myself and this is weird. And of course, me, and to be fair, I was also 23, 24. Being young 20s, I didn't really understand that people do this all the time. It's not weird. So I sat at the bar and I was scrolling through Facebook between my bites of food, like my life depended on it. But I slowly started to get a little bit more comfortable because there were a couple other people who were solo that were sitting at the bar as well. And one of them was a girl, one was a guy, and we were just talking. So at first it was really awkward, but by the end of the meal, I felt a lot better. That was not bad at all. I ended up making friends in the process and I talked to them for even a couple years up until I moved. Those were a couple of my first friendships there were just random people I met at the bar. So you have to be open in a sense, but I totally get being super uncomfortable because it can be weird.
Yeah, totally agreed. And I love that that was such a visceral memory for you. You just moved there. You were like, I'm doing this thing alone, all these things. And then they became good friends long term. So I love that so much. And I do think that you're right. It can be awkward, especially some of the first times that you're doing this or if you're doing something completely different too. And so if you're someone who feels awkward, I think it's important to just try something that you already enjoy, but just do it alone. So whether it's lying to the store or going to get a manicure pedicure or getting iced coffee or going on a walk, or for me, hiking, I love hiking. And yeah, I love to do it with other people, but I'm not opposed to going by myself and doing it because I just know I love it in general. And so that can be an easy way to kind of ease into it.
Absolutely. And bring stuff with you. Bring a book, bring some headphones, a journal, depending on what kind of vibe that you're looking for. If you want to be closed off, and that's cool. But if you want to be a little bit more open, the book is really helpful because it does allow for that kind of energy. So make it comfortable for you. And remember, no one is judging you. Okay. And honestly, most people wish they kind of had your confidence when it came to that. So once you kind of push past that discomfort, you start to realize how freeing it is. You're not on anyone's schedule. You don't have to perform. You have to do all of this stuff. You're there and you're vibing with yourself. And I think that's the best feeling.
Yeah, I truly feel like solo time is a flex. Like you said, people are kind of looking up to that confidence. Oh, wow, you're not lonely. You're actually emotionally secure and you can do things on your own. The thing that I will say that helped me with that was with travel. Is I always want to travel. I always want to travel. Oh, but people are so busy or people can't afford it right now and all this stuff. So my tactic is I truly, truly am like, I'm taking this trip. I'll book it and then I'll extend the invites and be like, hey, I'm gonna go here. Like, if you want to come, cool. And then I already know, like, cool, if people come, great. If not, I'm going by myself and I'm still gonna have a great time, you know? And so like having that energy, I think is fun.
I mean, 100%. That was literally me for this Beyonce trip, you know?
Yeah.
When she dropped her tickets, I am going. I immediately booked the hotel as soon as she announced her tour dates. As soon as tickets went for sale, I went on there and I was searching for those couple of days until I found tickets. I'm like, I'm going to this, whether anybody comes with me or not. And I'm glad that you're coming with me. Of course, concerts are more fun with friends, but it's also 100% normal and so much fun too to have the solo time at the concert as well.
Yeah, totally. When I booked Taylor Swift too, I was the same way. I was like texting my friends who were also Swifties. I was like, you can still come, you know, and like nobody came, but I'm still going, but I'm very excited to go to Beyonce with you.
Yes, I'm so excited. So now for the fun part, friends, if you are ready to start dating yourself, let's talk about what to do. Here are some solo date ideas that are cute and healing and low-key main character coded.
Okay, first, and I've talked about this before, but just start with a slow Saturday morning or the weekend morning, right? Go to a coffee shop, go to yoga class. What I like to do is I do my hot yoga and then I go get my little sweet treat coffee after. Walk through the farmer's market. It is that time of year. Go to the farmer's market, bring a little tote bag, no rush. You know, see the different, I love it too because it's like small business energy. I don't know. I just like really love that. All these people who are like creating incredible stuff where they have their farms and you're just like, oh, I love you. I love you. I love you. Like have that slow morning to yourself of doing all the things.
I love a good stroll through the farmer's market. I have not been in so long. I'm definitely adding that to my summer bucket list because I have to make that happen. For me, I am a fan of matinee movies. You know, I have the time now, so I'm going to do a little matinee movies. You get to pick the seat, get the snacks. And you know what? If you want to cry in peace, do that. Because if it's emotional, you are free to, you know, react how you need to. I went and saw a matinee movie very recently, and I went and saw Sinners. And nobody told me that it was good, because I had zero context to what Sinners was. I know everybody says it's really good. I'm excited about it. Michael B. Jordan's in it, so obviously I'm going to go. I went and booked this movie for 10 a.m. on a Monday. So it was to my surprise when I'm sitting there watching it, and I'm like, huh, this is not 10 a.m. material. This is wild behavior. Wild.
I haven't seen it yet, but is it like jump scare scary, or it's just more like fantasy horror vibes?
Kind of fantasy horror vibes. Okay. I'm not a fan of either of those things, but I went anyway because I like Michael B. Jordan, obviously.
Love.
It was one of those things where I was like, let me just experience it. It was a very good movie, but I would not see it again because I don't like horror, all that stuff. I don't like any of that. So wouldn't see it again, but I will say it is a very good movie.
I love that was your 10 a.m. movie. That's amazing. I knew you went, but I didn't realize you went as a solo date. So I love that even more. But I think I'm going to stream it this weekend because it's on Amazon Prime and I really want to see it. And I love all the fantasy stuff. Obviously, I have my witches on my shirt today.
You're going to love it. Yeah, you're going to. Oh, yes. What does it say?
Girls will be girls. You know, don't mind us just doing a little seance and cursing the patriarchy. It's fine.
I literally was like, I'm not a witch.
I am. Okay. I love a matinee movie. I love the idea of matinee movie. I've never gone to a movie by myself, but that is on my list. In fact, I might make that a summer bucket list item for myself.
You should. Yeah. Take a mental health day off of work and go see a matinee movie.
Love. Going to do it. Another really good one is a bookstore date. I love a bookstore date. Bonus points if you go get lunch after. Read outside, like you said, it's a vibe. I have a local bookstore. So if you're in Parker, Colorado, shout out. It's called Books Are Awesome. And it's so cute. The people who work there are just the sweetest people ever. They always have events going on. Love, love, love. But also, you know, I'll head up Barnes & Nobles as well. Love going through there. And I add a million things on my list and maybe buy one thing. So yeah, bookstore dates are so fun. Love them.
Yes. Here for that. I actually have one planned next weekend. There's a newer bookstore that had opened in that area recently. So we're going to go do a little bookstore date. And I'm excited because I've never done that before.
Love. Oh my gosh. You'll have to let me know if you get any good books. I'm excited.
Girl, of course. I will let you know. I will take pictures and send them to you. And then that way, when you come visit me, we'll go if we have some time.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. I would love that. Yes. I'm in.
Perfect. So I love a good solo pool day with a book or a playlist. At least here, I will go to the pool before anybody gets there. I mean, it sounds wild, but I'll go there at 11 a.m. because if it means I'm in peace and I can read and vibe to my playlist, I'm having a good time out there. So I'll do that. I'll bring some snacks if I want to. If I feel like having a little drink at 11:30 a.m. on a Saturday, then I will do that. Like, until it gets full, then I leave.
Do you have a lot of kids at your place where like that'll come to the pool?
Yeah, they will. And it's frustrating because sometimes they're not supervised. So they're just like, running amok. Exactly. But that's why I try and go early.
Yeah,
because it's quiet. Maybe there's like one or two other people who are around my age, but then it starts to fill up and you can tell that we're all annoyed. Time to pack up and go. It's only going to get more chaotic from there.
Yeah. I mean, during the summertime here, there's a walkway right next to our house and then you cross the street and that's where the pool is. I was thinking 11 a.m. is late. During the summertime, these kids and these families are hauling their kids right by our house because my office is facing the front of the house so I can hear them and see them whenever they walk by.
Yeah.
At 9, 10 a.m., they're heading to the pool. I don't even use our pool very much because it's unsupervised children. I mean, there's parents there, but it's, you know.
They're not. Yeah. No. Here it's different because at least the last couple of years I've gone around that 10, 11 a.m. and it's truly been quiet. It really does not like turn over until like afternoon, because a lot of them sleep in here. Like they're not run, like the kids do not run around here until the afternoon evenings. So yeah,
that's nice.
You're usually inside watching. Yeah, it is. So that's why I'm like, let me take advantage of it before they come out.
Yes. Another thing I think that's kind of related to that is not forgetting to do staycation, right? You even said like take a day off or even a weekend off or a week or whatever, you're able to do. And another thing that you can do within that is use apps like Resort Pass, which I am using this summer. I have yet to use it. I look at it all the time and I just have not booked yet. But where you can just go to a resort and use their pool, right? And like we've talked about it before, but some of them have adult only pools. So then you don't have to deal with the kid problem, right? But just do something that keeps it simple at home and in your own town, right? So like you can stay home and light candles, order room service, take a bath, make your home or your weekend kind of feel like a retreat. I will say I found out my husband is joining a softball league this summer, and I low key, I'm like, oh, that means once a week I get the house to myself. Like, I'm like, yes, okay, what am I gonna do on those nights? And I think it's important to have those time, that time.
I love a good staycation, and I also will be using Resort Pass this summer. I've used it the last couple of years, and it's always so much fun to sit out by a pool that is not filled with children and have drinks delivered to you or swim up bars. And sometimes in those, which you know, you can get a room also attached to it, so you can have an entire day where you can go into the room, change, do what you need to, and then still go down to the pool. So definitely look into it. Whatever it is, it's about choosing yourself with intention. That's what makes it a date, not the location, but the energy.
Before we move into our game, we have a quick mini list. If you're on the fence, here are 5 reasons you should take yourself out this week.
Number one, you do not have to share your fries. Hey, listen, you don't have to share your fries with your partner or your friends. You can just eat as many fries as your heart desires, okay?
Hell
Number
yeah.
two, you stay as long or as little as you want. No weird vibes, no small talk. If you're over it after 30 minutes, go home. If you want to stay out until 2 a.m., which is wild, do that. Whatever your vibe is, okay? But you
Judgment.
are in control. No judgment, but you are in control. Number three, you're not waiting for someone to match your energy. You are the energy. I live by this. I know what I bring. You know what I mean? If I want the energy, I'll turn on the energy. If I'm like, I'm good, I'm just gonna sit back and vibe at a lower energy, that's cool too. Number four, you'll leave more clear and confident than when you arrived. And that's honestly true. I realized as I was continuing to go on these solo dates after my initial experience in San Antonio, you walk into a place with confidence, knowing it's like, it's okay. And now it's easy. If I want to go get dinner, I'm just going to get dressed and go to dinner. Like the other day, I came back from a trip and I went to one of my favorite restaurants here, sat on the patio, ordered a drink, ordered dinner, and it was beautiful. And then number five, it raises your standards instantly because you set the standard. This is what I'm doing. And that's the energy and the level that needs to be met every single time.
Yes. So if you want to take it a step further, we are going to actually be sharing a few solo date journal prompts on Instagram this week so you can reflect after your date and see what it brought up for you.
Yes. Let's switch gears and play overrated or underrated solo date edition.
We are going to list a few, and again, you guys know the drill. We say whether we think they are underrated or overrated and why. So I'll read the first one. Dinner alone at a restaurant. You just talked about this. So for me, I will say that that is underrated, especially if it's a restaurant you've been wanting to try, or obviously when you're traveling, what are you just going to eat in the whole time? No, you want to like go out and eat. So big fan of that. What about for you?
Same. When I was traveling a lot for work, that was one of my favorite parts of the entire trip was going out and trying brand new places solo, sitting at the bar, meeting new people. I'm all about it. So definitely underrated. Next, journaling in public. Overrated or underrated? I think appropriately rated. I don't know that I've journaled in public. You certainly can because again, we're going to send out the solo date journal prompts. That's something that I would love to do, honestly, because I've never really done that. But I think it's appropriately rated. What do you think?
I think it is underrated. I always talk about my ideal self journals all the time. But the last time that I journaled in public, I was on a solo trip to New Orleans and I got up really early. I was doing a food tour that day, and I was like, you know what? The city's quiet. I kind of want to just explore. And so I went to whatever the main park is there. I can't think of what it's called. And I just sat on a bench and I solo journaled, and it was lovely. And then, you know, I put it in my little bag, and then I met for my tour. It was great. So yeah, I think it's a vibe.
Love it.
Okay. Next is staycations. I mean, I already just hyped this up, so I'm just going to say underrated, obviously. What about you?
Also underrated. We already talked about this, but we love a good staycation. So easy enough for us. Next, buying flowers for yourself. Overrated or underrated? I love buying flowers for myself, honestly. So I'm going to say that that's underrated. I love being able to walk into Trader Joe's, pick out a cute little bouquet. I've been like researching how to like put together bouquets because I have no idea. And yes, and I'm trying to craft a cute bouquet. Last month, one of my good friends, she put together like a little florals and friends event, and we each brought in our own, and we created our own bouquets that we could take home. I was like, this is so much fun. I want to do this all the time.
I love that. You'll have to send me what resources you have, because I love having flowers like in the spring and summertime, just like in my house. But like, I'm not good at it, right? So like, you're saying like making these bouquets.
Let me be clear. I am not good at this, but
it's a skill you can get better at. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So I have a bunch of old candle things that are like, they're all different sizes. And so I'll take a big bouquet and then I'll cut it and make it into small ones and then put it up around my house so that I have more. It feels like I have more, you know, versus just one. But I just cut it to where I can, but it probably could be cuter. I love that.
I will definitely send you the resources. I get all of my flowers from Trader Joe's because I think they have a great selection. Buy a bunch and just put them together.
Yeah.
It's easy.
Well, I would agree. I think buying flowers for yourself is underrated. I will say I'm very grateful that my husband is really good at getting me flowers this time of year. And that's how I make all my bouquets, because he knows I love doing that. But I have bought them for myself before as well when I'm like, oh, I need to refresh these. But I will say I'm very lucky that he gets to do that for me. But
I love it.
Okay, next, solo concerts or events. Again, underrated. If you love the music and you're vibing, just know everyone around you is going to be also vibing. When I was at the Taylor Swift concert, I met these ladies next to me. They were actually from Texas. They were so cool. This was right after the election too, and so they all had bracelets that were like F Trump, you know. It was great. Oh, for my people too, it was really fun. We just vibed out, and then you just meet people there, which is so fun. So everyone's there for the same reason, they're all the same vibe, so you're gonna have fun if you go by yourself.
Totally agree. Also underrated, you know, I love a good solo concert, solo events. I do make it a point, if anything pops up on Eventbrite or something, and I've followed a bunch of different pages who will do events, so if it piques my interest, I'm going to show up, because you never know who you're going to meet, who you're going to be around. It's usually always a good time. So I would also say underrated.
Love it.
Last, cooking a fancy dinner for just you. Overrated or underrated? For me, this is also underrated. I used to do, HelloFresh, and it was a good way for me to experiment. This is when I was really in my I'm going to experiment with cooking era, before I decided I'm just going to rotate between specific meals that I always eat and do that. But when I was experimenting, I did HelloFresh, and I loved being able to be like, all right, Chef Steph, let's do it. And I had a great time, so I'm all about it. Because some of those dinners, you would upgrade to like fancy dinner, and so I would do that on occasion. Get the fancy dinner, and it was good. I would pour myself a little glass of wine with it, enjoy the evening, maybe watch some trash TV, whatever. But I had a great time. What about you?
Yes, I agree. Underrated. Also, HelloFresh is underrated too. Their meals are so good.
They are good.
I miss them, honestly. They were really good. But yeah, I agree. Sometimes I'll need to set a vibe tonight, so I'll really clean all my countertops, and then I light a candle, and then I pour a glass of wine, and then I cook a good meal. Not like my rotation meals, right? I'm like, ooh, I want to make a pasta dish or just something different, and kind of make it a vibe. And yes, very underrated. I love it. And also, I've talked about it before. I think we had one underrated, overrated that was about cooking with your partner or something. And I said overrated, eating with your partner, because my husband and I have very different cuisine tastes. So we rarely eat the same thing too. So I usually, when I am cooking, I'm cooking just for me anyways, but you know, so then when you can make it fancy, it's even more fun. Okay, now that we've had our laughs and dropped a few hot takes, it's time to close things out with a little wisdom, which is our last drop of tea for the day.
This is where we leave you with something meaningful to carry into your week, especially as you start showing up for yourself in new ways. What's your last drop of tea for today, Jess?
If you're not dating yourself, why should anyone else want to? The way you treat yourself sets the tone for everything else.
You're not waiting for love. You are love. Show up for yourself first and the rest will align.
If this episode made you want to romanticize your life just a little more, send it to your girls and make a plan for your first solo date.
Also, follow us on TikTok and Instagram at Sisterhood Tea Party. And don't forget to leave a review. It seriously helps us keep this tea flowing every single week.
All right, we'll see you next time, friends. Bye.